The British Parliament was host this month to an international conference on religious liberty in culturally plural societies. The specific focus of the conference was on the way that the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan manages the tensions posed by the religious diversity of its population. Titled European Multiculturalism Prospects, the Azerbaijani Model of Interfaith Dialogue and Religious Tolerance, the conference was jointly organized by the London-based Anglo-Azerbaijani Society and the Odlar Yurdu Organization. It was supported by the Azerbaijan State Committee on Religious Associations and the Azerbaijani Embassy to the United Kingdom. A majority Muslim country with small but significant Christian and Jewish minorities, Azerbaijan is constitutionally and on a practical level a secular form of government that actively and equally supports religious groups on a content-neutral basis.
We have all denominations, almost all denominations of all confessions in Azerbaijan, which is the Muslim majority country, but we have very strong Orthodox community. We have, for the last 10 years, established a Catholic community with its cathedral church, two different communities of Jewish communities, and Protestant communities as well.
The chairman of the State Committee on Religious Associations, Elshad Iskandarov, told Vatican Radio what the role of the state is in his country vis-a-vis religion.
The role of the state is basically to keep this tradition, and also to keep and preserve them under the pressure of challenges.
Iskandarov went on to explain that those challenges include the everyday tensions of coexistence among communities, religious radicalization, and the public rethinking of the role of religion in public life, which is currently underway in and across many societies throughout the world.
It is quite clear to me that in Azerbaijan there is a clear level of religious tolerance, which I admire.
The chairman of the Anglo-Azerbaijani Society, Peter Lord Fraser of Carmelie, told Vatican Radio about what he sees as the great strength of the Azerbaijani model.
They're very, very supportive of each other. This goes back for centuries, and it will continue into the future.
Nevertheless, Lord Fraser expressed concern over how the term tolerance is used, both in general and in reference to Azerbaijan.
Within Azerbaijan, they will allow anyone, whether they're Jewish, Muslim, Christian, whatever, Zoroastrianist, to carry on their religious views without fear of hindrance. However, they do draw the line at the efforts to proselytize, and they actually have within their constitution a prohibition on proselytizing. Whereas I would have thought in Western Europe and the United States, we would include within the definition of religious tolerance the right to proselytize if you so wished.
The conference took place on the 8th of November 2012 at the Portcullis House office complex of the British Parliament. It brought together members of the House of Lords, government officials, diplomats, and activists. I'm Chris Altieri.